Tok Jarl, has been called the Danish Macbeth, and indeed resembles, in his ambition and evil fate, the king whom Shakespeare has immortalized. In other respects, the story is different. The following is the legend as it is current throughout Denmark, familiar as a household tale among the people, though never recorded in any lasting work. In the Dark Ages, when paganism ruled over the land, and the light, even of civilization, but faintly shone, there lived a king in Denmark whose name has not descended to later times. Yet he governed a fair country and possessed much power. At the period of this story, he was in the decline of life and had been 20 years a widower. His only child was a daughter, the beautiful Rusha, whose mother had died in giving her birth. In all of the neighboring kingdoms, the fame of Princess Rusha's beauty was widely spread, and many were the noble suitors for her hand. But the princess was proud and imperious as fair. She rejected every proposal of marriage, and treated her lovers with so much scorn that almost all were incited to hate and speak ill of her. She thus raised up enemies on every side. The old king was much incensed at this conduct, and sharply reproved his daughter.
"Was it not enough," he said, "that you would not choose one of your suitors, but they must be repulsed with such bitter contempt? Your haughty bearing and evil tongue have converted these friends into foes. Murmur not, therefore, at what I will do. I am old and feeble. A few years, and I must depart from this earth to take my place among the heroes of Valhalla and drink the mead of Odin. You are young and a woman. Who will shield you when I am gone from the powerful warriors, your enemies? By the hammer of Thor do I swear, you will choose a husband.